Welcome to Sacred Leadership. I am Sigrid Tasias, leadership coach, author, medicine woman, and entrepreneur. And you found the podcast where conscious leaders discuss and explore topics around modern business, ancient wisdom and spirituality, personal development, and success strategies to help you bring more depth to your leadership and create the life and business of your dreams while serving humanity and the earth. Freedom, conspiracies, and leadership. In this episode, I dive deep into the meaning of freedom and how to cultivate it within, how to really get clear on what freedom feels and looks like for us, and also the freedom that we want to create for ourselves outside of ourselves in humanity or in society for humanity in this world. I also share some of the things I have observed in the last couple of months in regards to our decision-making, things that work and do not work, things that I'm personally wanting to be a lot more responsible and accountable with, and also some of the things that I really feel we get to ask ourselves in regards to how the system has been working up until now and how we want to move forward. I also share my take on conspiracies, certain questions that I feel we get to ask ourselves, and certain things I have noticed that can potentially be true or worth looking into with an open mind. Certain mindset shifts that got me to that point to even consider certain conspiracies, and also how to look after ourselves so that our energy and mental health is preserved at all times instead of getting sucked into the different rabbit holes of conspiracies of the world. And most importantly, how to come back to ourselves, to a space of well-being and empowerment so that we can really take the next step in our leadership and be a stand for what we wish to see in this world. Ultimately, freedom is an inside job. And we also live in a world where freedom must be protected and encouraged if we want to continue to have certain rights. And I feel like now it's time to ask ourselves, how does freedom look and feel like for me? Because if my freedom can be taken away by any external factor, whether that is a person, a law, the noise in the media, the fear in the collective, or let's say a virus, if my freedom can be taken away from me, was it ever mine? Because if something can be taken away from me, did it ever belong to me? I'm really sitting in the observance of the depth to which the majority of us have mistaken freedom for just comfort. And all the ways in which we have both gotten distracted from really cultivating a space of true freedom within, and also the ways in which we've made uninformed choices and said yes to things and clicked I agree buttons and purchased things that, or even repeated information or regurgitating information without actually knowing what we were doing, saying, or agreeing to. And it kind of makes sense, right? In such a fast world where we are encouraged to rush to get to the top of the mountain, which, by the way, is a mountain that seems to be kind of a myth because nobody but those who forget about the mountain seem to ever arrive. And in a world where we are requested to make so many decisions and have so many choices and do so at such a rapid pace, it kind of makes sense that we stopped asking questions and trusted those who claim to know and have our best interests at heart, or those who imposed control and power. For example, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a scientist specialized on climate change. I'm not a doctor. So when it comes to making choices or quote-unquote learning information regarding subjects related to those fields, consciously or subconsciously, I handed my power through my trust to those who knew more than me about the matters. It makes total sense, right? We can't be an expert on all of the fields of life, like all of the time. I can't, it takes my entire life to become a scientist and a lawyer and a doctor, and so that I could have enough knowledge around everything that I could possibly want to know. And I believe it's truly impossible to do that. So listening to experts does make sense. The only problem with that is that we seem to live in a pretty corrupt world. A beautiful, wonderful, amazing, and full of miracles world, where there are a lot of wonderful humans and also humans that engage in corruption, abuse of power, dishonesty, tyranny, manipulation, exploitation, violation, and other behavioral threats to humanity. The system we live in does not support freedom. It does not support humanity. It does not support justice. And it definitely does not support the earth. So there is two things I'm really sitting with, and I have been paying attention and working on these for years, but it seems to be more relevant and urgent now than ever. So those things are, one, how to cultivate a space of freedom within, what we would call self-mastery, the art of knowing oneself, understanding oneself, loving, accepting, forgiving oneself, the art of chipping away anything that isn't us, including our attachments and fears that consequently take us away from freedom, so that the most infinite part of us can come to play. The authentic, resilient, beautiful, worthy, compassionate, resourceful, abundant, and infinitely capable being that we are, that we can really access that. And this is where practicing things like meditation and diving into your own sense of spirituality, or investing in coaching or mentorship, attending sacred ceremonies, practicing self-inquiry, and things like that, things of that matter, really support. And then there's number two, which is, how do we cultivate a space of freedom outside of ourselves, meaning in the world? How do we come and stand for the things that we wish to see in the world? And how do we stand against anything and anyone attempting to take our rights as human beings away? How do we protect ourselves, our communities, and our planet from those who don't seem to have the best interest at heart, or whom we simply don't agree with? Because yes, we are magnificent, spiritual, five-dimensional beings, yes. And we are also living a human experience on Earth, and we get to create a world that's driven by honest values and that creates an opportunity for us all to have freedom of choice, freedom of speech, all of the things that we've taken for granted and thought we had in first world countries and that now seem to be, let's just say, there seems to be quite big question marks and questionable things that are being pushed forward that could be a very big threat to those liberties, right? So now that's when conspiracies come into play. And I want to start by saying, those who think to have all the answers, those who think to know it all, are the ones that know the least. And while I feel like it's completely, completely crucial, so, so, so important that we do not just blindly believe anything that's on the internet, because gosh, if we did, like, what a reality, right? There's so much stuff there. There's so much information. There's so much out there. So while I believe it's super important that we don't, I think it's also very important that we get out of this all programmed mindset that we've been running with. Get out of what feels comfortable, familiar, and reasonable, and just get curious. Have a more open mind and get curious to learning about all the very weird things that could be happening out there. And I want to start by saying I've never been someone that's been into conspiracy theories and all of that. I've heard about those things and I've researched those things for years. Without going too much into depth, because some of the things are quite scary, to be honest, and gross and just not something that I wanted in my field. So I just kept on focusing on the aspect number one that I spoke about, which is the cultivating a space of freedom within, right? I'm super diligent with my meditation practice. I've sat in so many plant medicine ceremonies. I have so many different mentors and coaches and have done so much work on myself to really understand and claim that freedom within. Now, what really got my attention and got me thinking is that I have a couple of good friends, and I could say a few actually, that have been really going down the rabbit hole of conspiracies and all of that for years. And they have a couple of pages, or they've messaged me personally and shared with me different quote unquote conspiracies that are now happening in the real world, like actual facts. And I find that very interesting, because the things that they shared with me 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 1 year ago, that I remember thinking, whoa, this is too much. This is too full on. Like, yes, yeah, could be true. I'm open to it being true. I know that I don't know it all. However, that sounds way too full on for my reality. Now started to happen. I remember reading through some people's posts on Instagram, a couple of people I follow that are always bringing very epic resources and different doctors and facts and sharing things that interest me. And I remember they were speaking about martial laws and mandatory vaccinations and lockdowns months before any of this happened. So then I wonder, okay, all those things that sounded so crazy to me back then are happening now. So what else could I not be looking at just because it sounds way too out of my comfort zone that could potentially be something I'd be interested in actually knowing about if human rights are at stake, right? So an example that a friend of mine shared the other day with me, and she's not at all into conspiracies, but we were having a conversation about these, and she just said, you know, what I find very interesting and the reason why I am now open to looking into what I would have previously considered conspiracies and therefore a waste of time, is that if someone would have told us 6 months ago, even four, I could say, but let's just say six. If someone would have told us 6 months ago, hey, in 6 months from now, there's going to be a virus spreading around the world. Doctors will be fighting around whether it is the data and the numbers of deaths and all the data that they're sharing, whether it's true or not. Many different doctors will be risking their career to say that the virus was a scam, that the numbers that hospitals and governments were sharing weren't true. All international borders will be closed. People will be in lockdown within their houses. They will not even be allowed to just go and spend a day in nature. They won't be allowed to go to their friends' houses or their other family members' houses. People will be in lockdown in countries, not being able to fly back to their country of origin or where they're based. Some people will have to say their last goodbye to people over an iPad, because they would not be allowed into the hospital to kiss and hug their loved ones goodbye. If someone could have said things like, New York City will look empty and people will be wearing gas masks because they couldn't find any other masks. You'll see people wearing gas masks on the streets, and people will be speaking about a tracking app that you will maybe compulsory have to download on your phone so that they can know where you've been. And if someone near you has the virus, then they're going to track you. Like, if anyone could have mentioned any of what's actually happening right now in the world, we could have thought they were crazy. They were into some sort of huge conspiracy. And maybe we would have thought that they were really needing to slow down on their intake of drugs, right? Like we would have been like, whoa, you're tripping big time. Stop reading whatever it is that you're reading. Maybe search for some help. Like we would have really thought they were crazy or really taking things completely out of context or really, we would have definitely had a lot of questions and more often than not would have not believed that. But what's happening now? Right. So when my friend put that example, I was like, whoa, it's so true. If someone would have said that any of the things that are happening right now could happen before they happened, I would have thought they were just into some sort of weird, full-on, dramatic conspiracy theory. But that's what's going on now, right? So I found that very interesting. And that's why I wanted to really bring this and remind us all that we will probably never know the absolute truth of what's happening. Absolute truth with capital T. It's unconditional love. Love is absolute truth. Always, forever, and always. I stand by that. And on a more three-dimensional reality that we are living in right now, in this world where we also get to look at what are some of the laws that are being pushed forward? What are some of the things that want to be enforced, and do we agree with them or not? Do we want to have the liberty to choose over our bodies? Do we want to choose what we can do with our bodies? Do we want to choose what we can do with our lives? So if there's any chance, and again, I'm not saying, yes, whatever conspiracy you've read out there, it's true, or I know which conspiracies are true and which not, by no means. But I do think it's very important to never allow our current beliefs and our perception and view of the world to get in the way of us learning and expanding our knowledge. So again, there's so much information out there. It's a tricky one, and you don't want to be going down the rabbit hole on a daily basis if that is going to be affecting your mental health. I know for myself, I choose not to engage in that type of information or that type of noise on a daily basis because I choose to keep my vibration high and focus on the things I want to create and I want to focus on. However, I also do not allow the desire for comfort, familiarity, and safety to get in my way to finding out about things that may be going on that could be a potential threat to my freedom and my rights just because I don't feel like listening to it or reading about it. And I think that for too long, we've done that. We've just been in denial and in ignorance to so many things because life just gets busy. And it's because it's scary. And because it's full on. And because we probably feel disheartened and powerless. Of course. When something so big comes brought to our attention, we probably feel like, well, what do I do about it? Right? What can I do? Me as a single human being, like, you know, I'm not the next Gandhi. So what do I do? How do I start the revolution? How do I Or is it really? Am I worrying for no reason? Am I just engaging in the drama? Should I just be meditating and just looking at beautiful, happy things? So I really get that. I really, really get that. And I've been definitely in that space myself. So because I've gotten a lot of questions and a lot of inquiries and requests in regards to what's my take on these, I wanted to share and do this episode. I think the most important thing is that you cultivate a space of freedom within and strength within, sovereignty within, and trust within. And when we cultivate that, especially the trust component, when we get to trust our intuition and get to trust our gut, we get to discern between what's fear speaking and what's intuition speaking. what's ego speaking and what's soul speaking. And when we get to that place, then we can read all of those information pieces and all of that stuff and kind of gaze. What is our body telling us? Does it feel true or does it not? Because we live in a world where there's so much information out there that you can probably find facts to prove anything you want to believe in, right? But I think it's important that we really do take this next level in our leadership, this next step, and dive right into the self-responsibility aspect and the empowerment aspect, and know that leaders seek for truth. So, well, again, my encouragement or my invitation, it's not for you to waste, like spend your days just looking into conspiracy theories and wasting your time or lowering your vibration, feeling like shit because of that. I do think that it's important that we are willing and open to look into certain things. Again, 6 months ago, someone would have spoken about the current world state and situation, and we would have thought they were crazy. And now we are being faced with this, right? So we know, the majority of you listening, I assume that you know that the mainstream media is owned by big pharma, big corporations, so we are told whatever they want us to believe. Whatever. And I'm not saying, I'm not buying or engaging into that idea of they versus us and all of that. I don't know. But what I know is that there is mass corruption in our governments. We've known that for eons. We've known that. Tell me the last time that we found one politician we were completely happy about, that did things completely right. Right? There's always been aspects of corruption and abuse and injustice in all governments across the world. So knowing that, we get to take our power back by doing independent research and not really give our power away to just whatever TV channel we look at and being indoctrinated by whatever curated information we are being fed. Leaders seek for truth. So it is our duty and responsibility in this time more than ever to focus on both, finding the truth within ourselves, finding our own understanding of freedom, seeing where within our lives are we still giving our power away to other people's expectations or other people's opinions or our fears, our insecurities, our stories, all of that, so that we can take our power back personally and have a deeper understanding and a deeper feeling and a stronger sense of freedom within. And also, we get to look at what is happening in the world and how do we get to be the change we wish to see out there. Again, trust your gut. Trust your intuition. And above all, I'm really asking you from the bottom of my heart, remember to be compassionate and remember to be humble. Remember that you don't hold the absolute truth at any point. This is something that I keep reminding myself all of the time, because it's so easy when we see people having very different beliefs or perceptions around matters that are very important to us or that seem to be very threatening or sensitive. Whenever something controversial comes up, it's very easy to believe that we know better, that we have the information, that we're right, they're wrong, whatever stories. And it's important that we remember that beyond all of the bullshit that's happening right now in the world, all of the things, there is a higher plan, there is love, there is God, the universe, your higher self, Buddha, Allah, however you choose to call that greater intelligence that is allowing everything that is happening and is providing us with the chance to tap into that vibration at any moment and remember that everything ultimately is fine in a bigger picture, stand in a bigger reality. So we get to be super, super, super responsible for our own energy, our own freedom. Also be a stand as leaders for the truth and for freedom, for ourselves and our communities, our countries, humanity. And we also get to be a stand for love and compassion, acceptance and respect for everyone around us, regardless of their point of view or stand. I hope this really serves you and that is really of value to you. And as always, I'm super excited to be connecting with you today and in the next episode. Lots of love. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you loved it, please be sure to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. I truly appreciate your support and contribution so that more conscious leaders can get access to this content. And speaking of content, if we haven't connected on Instagram yet, that's actually where I hang out most of the time and where I share the most content. So if you'd like to have access to daily, free, high-value content, make sure to follow my account at Sigrid Tasius. And of course, I will continue to pop by here for our weekly episode of Sacred Leadership. Thank you once again for taking the time of your day to listen to this episode, and I hope it provided you with a lot of value. Much love.